Ways of identifying and obtaining materials required for the work are in accordance with workplace procedures. One way for employees to know what materials they will need to accomplish their tasks is by analyzing their written scope of work. As mentioned in subchapter, scope of work to be undertaken is obtained from relevant documentation and/or from work supervisor. The SOW should contain any deliverables, milestones, reports, and end products expected to be provided by an employee. Some written scope of work may even contain the materials workers will need to complete their assignments. However, if no materials are indicated, the employee may analyze the other sections of the SOW for clues as to which materials may be needed to perform certain tasks. Workers may also seek advice from their supervisor or colleagues or read documentation relevant to the assignment. To choose the right materials, you also need to understand the mechanical properties of the materials available to you. Ask for material property sheets to compare and find the right materials. After verifying the materials needed, workers may inform their supervisor about it and prepare to obtain the tools and equipment. Every workplace will have a different setup for accessing materials. However, in most cases, a storeroom will hold the materials and equipment you need. Your workplace will have a specific layout for those materials to help organize the storeroom. When accessing the materials storeroom, you must ensure that you follow your organizational policies and procedures. Your workplace may have a logbook. You'll need to write down what you have taken and how much of it. Your workplace may also have limits on the number of materials you are allowed to take. In some cases, you may not have the materials in the store or use the last of the material. If this is the case, you'll need to speak with your supervisor or manager and let them know about the required materials. These materials may need to be ordered. If you have used the last of the materials, ordering more will prevent the next person from waiting for the materials to be ordered and arrive. You'll need to ensure that you familiarize yourself with your workplace procedures. If you are at all uncertain about any procedures, you should seek assistance from your supervisor or manager. Before obtaining materials and tools, it is essential to evaluate them for defects and damage and to request replacements for any that are defective. Determine whether the materials and equipment are complete in terms of quantity and specification, number of pieces or units, length, width, etc. Check the physical condition of the tools, compare the tools to the specification, quantity, and quality, ensuring that all parts are intact and that cutting blades or teeth are undamaged. Examine each materials and tools accessories. Ensure that nothing is missing. Report any missing or faulty items or equipment promptly to the supply officer or teacher. Get replacements for any defective materials or equipment. Sign the request form as you get supplies and equipment.